Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
How you doing? Hey, 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 JT, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great.
Let me tell you something. They are going to hear the gospel from Eddie Mansfield tonight. That is exactly what they're going to happen.
Amen.
Hey, baby.
We're going to be talking NASCAR, Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the WWE today. So, action-packed day for Mouthing Off, Eddie.
Well, it just gets better and better each week because there's so much stuff happening, man. You know, I'm so sick of these yellow flags they throw out in NASCAR. You know, it reminds me of professional wrestling. So, let the guys race. You know, what idiot came up with stages, number one? What happened to dropping the green flag and race your ass off until you win?
You know who came up with that, Eddie?
Who?
We're going to tell them in the next segment. We're going to...
That old woke son bitch.
Cliffhang him to the next segment. But yeah, NASCAR, big weekend in NASCAR, Major League Baseball, the first legitimate week of the season. We had the the Padres and the Dodgers faced off in Korea beforehand, but now we've got a full week of baseball in. And as always, teams that aren't supposed to be winning are winning. Teams that aren't supposed to be losing are losing. And fans are going nuts.
The Phillies got their butt kicked. Just to let you know, all you people out there that's
well, this is the
JT,
thing.
They got the butt kicked.
They're 1-2, and so that's three games. So they've got 159 games to go in the season. Yeah. So it's
fun. Strap yourself in.
The losing team fans aren't the ones that really get me. It's the winning team's fans where they're like, oh my gosh, the Chicago White Sox or the Detroit Tigers are off to a great start. I'm like, hold your breath. They'll be back very soon. All right, man. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal.
Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Hi, this is Quentin.
And this is Brianna.
A little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu.
My favorite thing is the last bite. The last bite is nice and juicy, and it's wrapped up in some crispy breading that keeps it nice and tasty. And being able to scoop up my Chick-fil-A sauce with it, it's just like the best part of the meal. It's an undefeated combo.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
That's right. Welcome back to Mouthing Off, the best damn show on your radio with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, we've got to get into NASCAR in this segment. We know that you're upset about the flags, and I can't wait to discuss this with you.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing that's going on in NASCAR, and it's not making the races better, in my opinion. But first, before we go there, let's go to our favorite place on the internet, odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and it's functional with timeless style. And Eddie, they gave us a promo. If you type
what
in,
is that?
If you type in mouthing off at odark30.com, Lenny's giving them 20% off of those boots that I love so much.
No.
Yes. No. Yes.
25%.
It's incredible to me. When you told me that we were going to have this promo, I said, right. there's a typo. It could only be 2.5% off, right? I mean, 25% off those boots seems crazy to me. But Lenny, while he's crazy, go to odark30.com and get some of those boots until he becomes sane, because he's going to have to realize that 25% off of those boots is too much. You should actually, in my opinion, be paying 25% more for those boots.
Well, they're the best. I mean, he's got 5-star stuff. I mean, odark30.com, go type in mouthing off and get 25% off of those boots.
So tell me what happened, Eddie, in this NASCAR race.
Well, your boy, Martin Truex Jr., got his butt handed to him because of a yellow flag.
He led the most laps in that race. They were in Richmond, Richmond Raceway. And the Toyota owner's 400. That seems, that's like naming, a basketball stadium, the Laker fans forum.
Right. Same thing.
But they threw out a caution flag lap 398. And if I'm not mistaken, you get 10 laps after that caution comes up, right? After it goes away.
Well, by the time they actually, you know, drop the white flag for one left, you've already lapped about 10 times. And that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And, you know, NASCAR has lost their friggin' mind. Number one, you can't have all these friggin' stages. Who gives a damn about a stage? The only stage I know is a concert stage. And when you drop that green flag, it's when you go and when you finish. Not, oh, let me run 15, 20 laps and, whoa, let me stop and go pit. You know, let me go to the bathroom and let me go kiss my girl. You know, come on. This is not NASCAR. This is like wussies.
When men were men, they got behind the wheel of that car and they drove the 400 laps.
Yeah, it's called Dale Earnhardt. You know what I mean?
Next? And are they going to be swapping out drivers for the stages? Can we not ruin America's racing? We don't need it. We don't need any shenanigans in America's NASCAR.
No, it was bad enough that Joey Logano finished second.
Yeah.
And that was by accident. You know what I mean? I mean, he didn't earn it. I mean, he just was just there. I mean, he, you know, those stages. I mean, when I look at NASCAR, man, when I produce Kids in Motorsports, that's when NASCAR was real. I mean, they dropped that green flag and you ran 500 laps or whatever you needed to do to win. And hey, if you didn't win, too bad. You know, you do the best you can, but look, stages, what the hell, Jeff, please.
It seems like they were upset during that time that Jimmy Johnson owned NASCAR, and they started to fiddle with the rules of how a champion was crowned in the series. Now they're fiddling with the way races are run. It is woke. You said that in the segment before. It's woke.
Yeah, it is woke.
It's soy boy action. NASCAR, come on. You went back in the day when they were bootlegging and running bootleg whiskey. You didn't get to stop and take a break, and the cops had to wait. You ran the race until the race was over. Let's get back to running the race until the race is over. I mean,
when you look at Richard Petty, he dominated NASCAR for how many years? And then all of a sudden, you know, things change. You bring in Cale Yarborough and all these older guys that the guys think they're older now. They made NASCAR what they are today. And when you look at it, stages, how do you look at these old timers or think about all these great racers and say, hey, you need to race in stages? Could you imagine doing that with Dale Earnhardt? Hey, Dale, could you, I want you to race four stages before you can win a race. Give me a break.
Well, listen, you know, the internet has caused a lot of problems in a lot of different areas, and I think that it's causing problems in sports. And let me tell all of you people who are in decision-making modes or positions in all of these leagues, if you own a hamburger shop, you can sell 50 perfect hamburgers and one that you forgot to put pickles on. The 50 people that walked away with a good hamburger are never going to say a word. That one guy that got the one without pickles is going to never stop talking about the fact that he didn't get pickles. So when you go on these internet sites and you read the reviews of things and you read the Reddits about NASCAR and you read the comments on the NASCAR stories, the people that are on there commenting and complaining that it's too long, that it's too this, it's the same thing in baseball, that it's too long. Let's start changing the rules to make it faster and faster and faster. They're ruining these sports. I don't understand.
They're killing it.
If these guys aren't tough enough to go out there and run 400 laps and go home to their mansions, I guarantee you there's about 150 rednecks in every single town that you stop and race in that would gladly take that ride from those guys and drive all 400 laps.
It wouldn't even blink an eye.
Yeah.
And you know something? Boy, Bill France and little Bill France would have a fit. And he would have a fit, number one, allowing television networks to change the time from 1 o'clock to 3. There's a difference. They went on 1 for a reason.
Yeah.
Because it was perfect time to go to racing. You could go hang out at the track in the morning and get ready for the race at 1 o'clock.
But Eddie, now, it's too hot.
You
it's
don't
too
know.
Hot at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
But, we raced her in the summer, know. Eddie. It gets too hot. I want to go later so I can be out in the evening when it's cool.
Yeah, they all start to wear dresses instead of actually being grown-ass men and racing 400 miles. So you need a break. You know, come on. You already got a break. You're driving a NASCAR. Drive it. Don't do stages and park it. Drive it for 400 miles. And the best man or best person or whatever you want to call the idiot wins.
Yeah.
Whoever hits the checkered flag wins. Not NASCAR fixing the damn race where Denny Hamlin wins from a yellow flag.
Yeah,
that's good. NASCAR is brilliant at screwing somebody out of a race.
That bothers me. When the yellow flag comes out, they should finish the race. If it comes out with 398 laps, you finish the race in the places you were in. If you're not going to be racing, if you're going to be driving slow, sorry, it's over. Now our guys going to wreck guys when their teammate is. Get rid of the teams. NASCAR doesn't need teams. It's a single guy sport. There's plenty of money out there to put stickers on the sides of cars. We don't need NASCAR teams anymore. We don't have guys teaming up. Everybody out there should be racing against everybody else. So get rid of teams. Get rid of these yellow flags, adding laps, crap. Get rid of stages.
Yeah, for what? Why let them race already?
Because
they don't let them race anymore.
Someone said it's not fair. I was gaining on him when that flag came out, and the guy up front's dude, it's not fair that I lost this race that I was leading all of because they threw out a yellow flag and you got ahead of me in the last 10 laps that weren't even supposed to be there. We ran 408 laps of the 400. But anyway,
you see, that's where I have a problem. I have always had a problem since Bill France passed away with NASCAR. You got some woke son of a bitch up there that's running NASCAR. It's a friggin' joke. It's not Brian France. They replaced him because he had a problem with open. I don't want to go into that, but anyway, he had a problem, and they replaced him.
They ran him out,
and now they replaced him with a guy who wears a skirt. And you, what happened to Bud Light about wearing a skirt? It just don't work.
Yeah,
that's a redneck sport, and it's a redneck beer. And you know something? If you don't like it, kiss my redneck ass. How about that?
All right, Eddie. We'll be back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Mouthing All Over the World.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host the Intercontinental. Why do I always say enter? You're the continental
yeah,
lover.
There's I know no, this. Yeah, there's I enter, no enter a lot of I enter a lot of women, but not as the continental lover, but not I am not intercontinental. I am the one and the only continental lover.
Yeah, I've got to stop saying that. I keep saying it, and every time I'm like, that's not what it is. I got to fix that.
Well, get your brain out of the gutter. That's the problem.
I will. And with my brain now out of the gutter, I'm going to go to a place where good brains go, odark30.com, Eddie, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, it's functional, and it's got a timeless style. And right now, if you go to odark30.com and put in the promo code MouthingOff, you get 25% off of those boots that I love so much.
Well, you can get... Hey, thank you so much, odark30.com, for doing this to all of our 6 million listeners. We really appreciate it, and so do they, believe me.
So, Eddie, we're going to get into Major League Baseball here. Opening day, the legitimate opening day happened, and the baseball season has gotten off to a great start, I believe. It couldn't go poorly for me. I love baseball so much.
Right.
And the Braves and the Phillies started out, which was the most interesting series, in my opinion, going into this, because those are two teams that are going to battle for that division. And it was a sad day. Why was it a sad day, Eddie?
Well, it's a sad day when a manager has to keep his family home because the fans in Philly suck so bad. And it's true.
We know that rude
and obnoxious, and I mean they even booed Santa Claus. So
they threw snowballs at him. Then they threw batteries at J.D. Drew. They're terrible.
Yeah, I mean they're the worst.
They're either worst or the best. It's a tough
best. My ass. Philly is the a-hole of God was very tired when he made Philadelphia. Believe me.
Well, they parked in the middle of the street there, which I think is crazy.
Well, if the United States needed an enema, they'd stick it in Philly.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Braves almost swept the Phillies in their Citizens
Bank. They just like one hit, sweeping them, believe me.
Yeah, so the Braves are off to a hot start. The Phillies, as we talked about the first segment, are off to not a great start, but as I said before, it's a long season. There's plenty of time. I do believe that the Atlanta Braves are the best team in the NL East. That's hard for me to say, being a fan of the team that I am in the NL East, but it's not a time for me to be rooting on my team. But it was interesting to see, as I spoke before, these teams coming out that are red hot coming out of the gate, and we just know that it's not going to last for them. The Detroit Tigers and the Los Angeles Angels being the two that I speak of. The Angels being 3-2 has got their fans in a frenzy. It's Mike Trout's time. He's finally going to win a World Series. But
I think right.
They've won 3 of their 60 games, and it's going to be a long season for them. Detroit may be better than we thought, but still, that's going to be a tough division in the AL Central for them to win. And I get the biggest kick out of it that one week into the season, these fans, I guess if my team came out to a hot start, maybe I'd feel the same way. I do a lot of
trolling. You would. I mean, if the Nationals came out 3-0, you'd be that's all I would hear tonight, folks. Well, is how great those. Oh man, it's like, you know something, I want to say there's a great place in Philly that I love to eat at.
You're gonna start a riot here,
and it's Chickie and Pete's. Let me tell you something,
you can't do that.
That is the bomb. Let me tell you something, Chickie and Pete's is the bomb. They even got a place in the stadium.
I've eaten there
where the Phillies play. I love Chickie and Pete's.
The French fries, goodness. Incredible.
Oh, the crab fries are the bomb.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. But people will say that there's another place that's better. And then another guy will say that there's another place that's better. And if you're in a bar with those three guys, you're going to end up in a bar brawl over which has the best.
That's right. Well,
steak.
I'll win the fight. I ain't worried about that one.
So the Dodgers are the most on paper stacked team of all time. Their pitching staff is one of the most incredible things that have ever been put together. And that's this year. Next year, Shohei Ohtani, if he's not banned from baseball, will return to that rotation and be the ace of that rotation. But still, a lot of sports writers are picking the San Francisco Giants to win that division.
Yes, without a doubt. Absolutely. But I don't believe the Dodgers are going to win that division. I think that they're loaded with the same thing that WrestleMania is loaded with, egomania.
Yeah.
They got so many egos on that bench. You can't please them all, Jeff.
It's a team sport.
You can't. It is a team sport. Ain't no me and team. And so, bottom line is, you got to step it up. And, you know, then you got a big-time gambler on your team that's betting on the games. And you want to turn your back on this guy because he's Japanese. Well, screw that. You know, you promised Pete Rose, if he would ever say, hey, I gambled on baseball, that you'd put him in the Hall of Fame. Well, you lied. Now you're lying again, covering up this Japanese guy who's not even an American, number one, but you throw an American guy under the bus for a Japanese guy who bombed. You ever heard of history? They bombed Pearl Harbor. Yes. I don't give a rat's ass about this Japanese guy. He, number one, he betted on the sport. That guy could not have gotten his little assistant, little kiss boy, his little kissy boy. He couldn't have got $4.5 million to pay squat without the other guy knowing it. I'm just telling you, Jeff, that's the way it works.
It's sketchy, and we're going to find out. Or
sketchy.
We won't.
You think it's sketchy?
Listen,
I mean, all of a sudden, you're going to allow somebody to go in your bank account and take $4.5 million out of your bank account and you don't know it?
No, that's not going to happen. And really, a lot of these stars, though, actors, athletes, musicians, do get robbed by the people who control their money. But they're not even saying that he didn't know. They weren't in the beginning saying he didn't know. They were saying, yeah, he gave him the money to pay off the gambling debts. And then the agents and the PR people got involved and they were like, no. He had no idea. This guy stole from him. I'm interested to hear the end of this story if we get to hear it. But let me make an argument for the San Francisco Giants. They have a really good pitching staff. It's nothing on paper.
Oh, yes, they do.
To match up with the Dodgers. Logan Webb is probably their worst pitcher of the five that they're going to run out there as soon as Robbie Ray's back. But they brought in Blake Snell, who is a stud. He's towards the end of his prime, but he's a stud. They've got Robbie Ray, who is an ace type pitcher. Logan Webb.
You know, hey, Jeff.
Yep.
You know, when you talk about people saying that he's at the end of his time, how many times have they've written off Justin Verlander with the Astros?
Yeah.
You can't write the guy off. He's still throwing them.
No. You misunderstand what I say.
No, but I'm talking about fans.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people that write these guys off. And I'm telling you, the Giants, the difference in the Giants, they can win the big one.
Yeah.
The Dodgers cannot win a big game, really, when it comes down to it.
Well, Blake Snell's 31. That's why I'm saying he's nearing the end of his prime.
31 doesn't mean anything anymore.
It really doesn't. They brought in Michael Conforto, a guy who could never really get it together after having a good season or two in New York, but he's looked incredible this year.
Yeah.
And they've got a good roster. I mean, they could compete. Seattle is the team that I think is the sleeper, the giant in the AL that's going to come out and surprise a lot of people. They got a young pitching staff that top to bottom is probably the best pitching staff in the league. And so the Giants and the Dodgers will be fighting over who wins the West. The Seattle Mariners could surprise a lot of people and represent the AL in the World Series, but that's why they play all the games. They play 162 games to figure this stuff out, Eddie.
Yeah, which is good, because when I look at the Giants, if they can win the big one. I look at the Dodgers, that's ego. Ego, ego, ego.
Listen.
That's all they got on that team is ego. And I wouldn't want to be the manager, because you can't control those idiots, because it's strictly ego. Now, when you go back, let's go to the National League real quick.
Let's do.
Go to the Phillies and the Braves.
I'm there.
Great, great players. I mean, both team have, oh my goodness.
Well, here's the thing, Eddie. I think of the Phillies a lot like I think of the Dodgers. They've gone out and they've spent a ton of money on hitters to come in. And the knock on Philly is going to be that their pitching staff isn't strong enough to win anything. But they've proven that wrong before. Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, couple of guys that are near the end of their prime as well. So
look at the Atlanta Braves, though.
The Braves are the best team in the NL. I believe that to be the case.
Oh, without a doubt.
If the baseball gods weren't a thing, I'd say that the Atlanta Braves were going to represent the NL in the World Series. I think they're the best team in the NL. But they play all these games. You hit a rough stretch. You don't even make the playoffs. You never know. It's tough to come out of those tough divisions. And the Braves and the Phillies are in a relatively tough division. There have been times when they weren't in the conversation. So the Marlins can come and play. The Nationals are on the up again, although I don't think they're in contention. But we'll have to see what happens. But we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
I love
love the signs of spring. Birds chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their Spring Savings Bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Spotted myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World, and a lot of our listeners' favorite topic on Mouthing Off is wrestling, and this is the segment where we're going to get into wrestling, Eddie. But before we do that, we got to talk about our friends over at odark30.com. Odark 30, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And right now, they have a promo code that all of our Mouthing Off fans can go take advantage of. Crazy. See, I feel like Crazy Eddie. Crazy Eddie! It's 25% off those awesome boots at odark30.com. Go get them. But
get them now.
Yeah, odark30.com. Check it out. Our friends over there at Odark 30. Eddie, wrestling is at a place where they are they're definitely, unless he goes full heel and shows up, WrestleMania is going to be at without this guy.
WrestleMania!
Well, he's done, and he did it to himself. And so WrestleMania, that's 40 years, Vince McMahon, and this is the 40th year, he's not going to show because they're not going to let him in the building, number one, and they don't want him around. And, well, why would you want a pervert like him around? And you know, he's such an a-hole. I'm glad it happened to him because he deserves it. And another guy that deserves to go to jail is Bruce Pritchard.
So you want to get into this early in the segment? Because
I don't really give a damn because I'm going to just tell you the way it is.
Well, before you do that, let me introduce him as what he is this week.
Who's it going to be, Jabroni of the week?
Oh, fat ass Bruce Pritchard. Absolutely. Not only did he throw Paul Bosch, one of the greatest and promoters in the world, threw him under the bus and got Vince McMahon to take over Houston by tricking Paul Bosch because he trusted Bruce Pritchard. And now you know Ronda Rousey has spoken. And Ronda Rousey says he is the front man for Vince McMahon. So every time that Vince McMahon was suspended or whatever, Bruce Pritchard did his dirty work. And so if he did his dirty work, you know what Bruce Pritchard needs to do? He needs to go to jail because he's a piece of trash, like a lot of the people in that front office. They need to go to jail, and there's a lot of them going to be going to jail because a lot of them are squealing like pigs, you know, and the pigs that they are. And you know something? Pigs fly and hogs get eaten. And so, you know, the big fat hog, Bruce Pritchard's fixing to get eaten. And you know something? I got nothing for Bruce Pritchard. I have no respect for him as a human being. And he's going to go to jail. And if I can help in any way to make sure that fat ass goes to jail, I will do that. And another guy that should be fired, well, we're talking about Jabroni of the Week, is Tony Schiavone. He has made AEW and is taking money from AEW. And AEW stays in all the setup looks like WCW. You remember what WCW used to stand for? Wheelchair wrestling, because all they did is have the old guys who are too old to do anything. And Tony Schiavone has talked that con into bringing in all these old people who are past their prime. You know something? There's a time in life when you must look in the mirror and say, you know, it's been fun, but I got to run. I've had a hell of a run. But you got the same bloodsuckers like Tony Schiavone, who keeps lying, keeps saying whatever he needs to say to keep his ass a job and keep stealing money from the wrestling business. Tony Schiavone's got to go. And Khan, if you're listening, pal, you better get rid of him. I mean, because he's a bad news.
Well, let me jump in here for a second and say that never in the history of history has there ever been a movement that was able to dethrone the king that was older than the king. If you want to come in and you want to take that business away from the WWE, you've got to let the young guys come in. You got to have that fire. You've got to have that relatability to the fans of the young guys. Sure, the big names will draw some ticket sales, and sure, the big names are going to be known. But if you want to build something that's going to last, you got to bring in the young guys. You got to find a guy out there that you can make the top guy do basically what Vince did. Vince took Hulk Hogan and said, I'm going to make him the face of the WWF at the time. And they did it. They pulled it off. They got all of those wrestling territories all together and they took over wrestling. If you want to take the throne from the king, you got to go with the young unknown guys and make them stars.
Absolutely. That's what I did with the IWF. I was the first guy to ever soundstage professional wrestling. And I took guys like, you know, them as the Smoking Guns and Rob Van Dam and all these other guys. I created Kevin Kelly. And I made them superstars. And when I shut the doors, I got tired of all these egos. I took a bunch of nobodies and made them somebody, and then they got egos. So you know what I did? I just turned the key and just locked the door. And you know something? Bottom line is this: with professional wrestling, they're letting a battleship mouth of a load of rowboat asses. And that's the problem. And I don't care if it's AEW. I don't care if it's the WWE. You know something? They have the opportunity of a lifetime to really do something with their life.
Yeah. And the door is open for somebody to come in and take over wrestling.
Well, right now. Okay, let's go to the egomania that I call it 40, which is The Rock. I mean, The Rock is the best heel in the business.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now, he's the best heel in the business because he's writing the story. So, second of all, here's what I would do. If I'm booking, you got The Rock, Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, correct?
Okay.
And then the next night, you got Cody Rhodes against Roman Reigns. Here's what I would do. They're always bringing in the bloodline. That's their storyline. Bringing in all the Samoans and beating up everybody. Here's what I'd do. WrestleMania night, I throw him a curveball. You know who I'd put in the corner of Cody Rhodes?
Who?
Hulk Hogan.
I mean, that would draw eyes to it.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that he's, you know, the Hulk Hogan that he used to be, because he's been banged up.
Yeah.
You know, Hulk, you know, has had a lot of surgeries and a lot of stuff. But you know something? He's got one more in him. Okay? Well, you're always looking at Seth Rollins. Well, he ain't your guy. Who's the biggest superstar in professional wrestling ever?
Hulk Hogan.
I mean, ever. Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
And Hulk has tremendous respect for the Rhodes family. Dusty and Dustin and the nightmare. Cody. Okay. You want to throw him a curveball? Put Hogan in the corner for the world's championship and make it happen.
I can hear it right
then
now.
That way,
I am a real American. Go 80s,
yeah,
Hulk.
America Made.
Yeah.
That's right. You know who wrote that song was Jimmy Hart. America nice. Made.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know something, Hulk Hogan, you can like him or hate him and say what you want. Hulk Hogan could draw money wherever he went.
You could argue.
All you had to do was,
you could argue the WWF would have never been what it was. They would have been it would have been just another territory. They would have never been able to take over without Hulk Hogan. I feel like Vince McMahon found a racehorse and put it out there and rode it hard and put it away wet every night in Hulk Hogan. And Hulk Hogan is the real reason why the WWF became what it was. Listen, let's get back.
Without a doubt.
Let's get back into Vince go ahead.
And when you talk about Hulk Hogan, the same thing with the NWO. I mean, everybody says about the NWO. Well, Hulk Hogan is the one who did that on a promo. This is going to be called a New World Order. See, he's a trendsetter.
Yeah.
And like myself, I don't follow the trends. I set the trends. And there's a difference. Most guys follow the trends. Well, Hulk Hogan never followed the trend. He set the trend. Eddie Mansfield never followed the trend. I set the trend. To this day, I still do the same thing. You know that. You work with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
At that, I don't take BS from anybody. I do what's right and what we need to get done to be the best that we could be in our business.
So getting back into Vince for a second here, his last television appearance was June of 2022 to introduce John Cena's mm-hmm. return.
Yep.
The Wall Street Journal has recently released an article where they've called out McMahon for paying $12 million to four women in the last 16 years in hush money. So he clearly, I get a little weirded out when we talk about paying out money for hush money and then we hear about it later. It's kind of the non-disclosures becoming disclosed. I don't understand why that's a thing. How if you put your pen to paper and you sign your name saying I will not disclose this, I don't understand how you then can disclose it, especially.
Let me interrupt you, and I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Vince McMahon has a problem of screwing people.
Yeah.
Not literally, but I mean literally too.
Yeah, but figuratively but also.
Yeah, but he will do that on paper. He will screw you. He will say, well, I'm going to pay you $3-4 million. Well, he comes up $3 million short. You only get one if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Okay. But you've signed of a non-disclosure. Hey, screw that son of a bitch. Hey, you know something?
No, I'm just talking about the legality of it. I Vince McMahon aside.
Well, he needs to do the same thing. He needs to follow through with what he's promised. That's how come he's not in the power seat anymore.
If he would have just paid that girl, she would have gone away. But he tried to negotiate the settlement with this girl who had the goods on him. If he would have just paid her the money, she would have gone away.
He's so used to screwing over people and just washing them away like you know, bird crap on a damn sidewalk. And you can't do that to people all the time. All of a sudden, you're going to run up against a person that's going to stand their ground, and you got a problem because they got all the goods on you.
All right, Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. And you talk about Vince McMahon. Let me tell you something. Hey, Vince. You're going to be watching the Peacock Network because your ass will not be at WrestleMania. Something you created and something you destroyed yourself. And you know something? I couldn't be happier than Larry Zbyszko. Than because, you know something? Vince McMahon is a piece of trash. And he's getting exactly what he deserves. And I still believe that he's going to do jail time along with Laurinaitis, John Laurinaitis, and that fat ass, Bruce Pritchard. They're going to go do jail time. And, you know, when we're talking about the WWE, finally, Rhea Ripley must be listening to the show because she finally did a great pull apart. And, you know, I talk about her, I'm going to give you respect. You did a great pull apart with Becky Lynch. At Becky Lynch, let me tell you something. She'll come get you. She's like a little pit bull. She just keeps coming. But you know something, Rhea Ripley? You stepped up, and I'm proud of you. And thank you. But you're going to get your ass beat at WrestleMania because Becky Lynch ain't going to back up. You got to work, and you got to learn how to work and keep working. You know, and so it's not Australia. And shave your legs and shave your under your arms where you don't look nasty, okay?
Absolutely. So do that. And also, all of you baseball fans, let's talk about how good your team is in the middle of the season at the All-Star break. Let's not start going crazy about our Detroit Tigers and our Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim going out there and putting up a few wins in the beginning of the season. It's crazy to judge your team on the first week of baseball, boys and girls. But Eddie, it was a fun show. Thank you to
absolutely.
All. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do the show with you, and tell them goodbye, brother.
Well, you know something that's been fun? All my 6 million Mouthing Off Nation. Until next week, for Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. So long, everybody.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.